Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is How Did I Get Here? And for those of you who don't know what the show is, let me enlighten you. How Did I Get Here is where we live our best lives on the internet and come out the other side knowing more, but not knowing more at the same time. So what does this mean? This means you learn a ton of information, but you actually don't get smarter. You'll figure it out. I'm your host, Jay. Welcome to the show. Before going into the subject for today, I want to remind you to please subscribe to the podcast and also leave a review. It helps tremendously. Please subscribe and review, everybody. And also check out the clips of our… what do you call this? Podcast.
Oh, wow.
On youtube.com/divestudios. And please subscribe. Turn on notifications. Bleep. We're going to go into the first question for today. And the question is… is the placebo effect, in fact, effective?
There you go.
Well worded.
You're welcome.
The placebo effect, I think it's proven, and everyone has had personal, you know, personal experiences where the placebo effect is an actual thing.
It just shows how strong your mind is.
Your mind is a powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
You can will things to happen.
There you go. That's the secret.
Wait, is that really?
No, you know the book, The Secret?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. That's in The Secret. It's like, what is it? You put it out into the universe. You say things out loud that you want.
There's a word for that. There's a phrase for that. No, you manifest.
Yeah, manifestation. Yeah.
Yeah, you manifest. Oh, there was another word. There was some guy, like this YouTuber, who uses it a lot.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I'm gonna will this thing to happen by saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they came out at his like festival or something like that. And he was like, Drake is going to headline the festival. And Drake wasn't there.
Oh.
Something like that. It was one of those, yeah.
Yeah, well, not everything can manifest. You know, people's schedules might conflict with your manifestation.
Most things can, though.
Yeah.
Most things can. So work ethic.
There you go.
Even being sleepy, I feel like you could wake yourself out of that mentally.
Okay.
The placebo effect is when you think something is going to occur. So your mind like… Oh, shoot. What is it?
Look at the article explains it.
I don't know how to explain this. Oh, yeah. A placebo is a medical treatment or procedure designed to deceive the participant of a clinical experiment. It does not contain any active ingredients but often still produces a physical effect on the individual.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a fake out.
Yeah. And they had like a super, super famous test for this where they like there were these sick people and then they gave half the sick people the real medicine, half the sick people the fake medicine, and the same amount of people got better, something like that.
Yeah.
Or like it wasn't that big of a differentiation.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can will yourself to manifest your destiny. Manifest destiny.
Only manifest yours, no one else's.
Yeah. Don't say Drake's gonna show up to my high school choir show. But yeah. Fun facts about placebos. The placebo effect has been measured in thousands of medical experiments, and many doctors admit to regularly prescribing placebos. Drug companies must show that their new drug works. Drugs work better than a placebo before the drugs are approved. Placebos have been shown to affect a range of health conditions. The color of a tablet can alter the strength of its placebo effect. The larger pills induce a stronger effect than smaller pills. Some believe the self-healing properties of the placebo effect can be explained by evolutionary biology. I never thought about it that way. I didn't think it was like a common practice. I thought it was just like a testing thing.
Yeah, I think it's in psychology a lot.
Because
the way you think obviously can impact your health, as we were literally talking about it like 10 minutes ago.
Yo, so all the times I go to the doctor, I'm like, I go for a cold and they give me medication, I don't feel any better.
Yeah.
Is it a placebo?
I don't know. That's something you need to confront them about.
You know what I also think? Because in Korea, butt shots are like a big thing.
Yeah.
Like they give you a shot on your butt and it makes you just feel instantly better.
Yeah.
What if that's a placebo as well?
Maybe, I don't know.
It could just be sugar water.
It could.
It's dangerous.
You'd have to ask some.
Is it dangerous to put sugar water in your butt?
You want to try?
Yeah, that's weird.
I'll send you off to the bathroom. Tell me how it goes.
That's weird.
Kelly, that stays in.
Okay, so that was the first point. Second point is placebo sleep can improve cognitive skills. Placebo sleep? I've heard about this. In high school, when like SATs were coming around, people were like, okay, this is what you do. If you're sleepy, you down a cup of coffee, you sleep for 20 minutes and you're good.
Wow.
You're good.
I won't do that. And I don't think we recommend you to do that. This is just something he heard kids were doing.
Yeah, this is what I heard. Yes. And they said you're good. Disclaimer, don't do that. It's not good for you.
Yeah, do not do that.
It's really not good for you.
Just sleep normal.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I think is a form of placebo that we like do naturally without like consciously thinking it is?
What?
Is that I have these two nieces and we have a thing where like, you know, let's say they trip. We don't react. If we go like, oh, that's when the kid freaks out. The kid will like register that we all think something bad happened. So that's why they start crying.
Right.
But let's say they trip. And you know, genuinely we know they didn't get hurt. But they just tripped. If we act like nothing happened. Yeah. Or we literally go, you're okay. The kid won't cry. She'll just be like… She'll just carry on. She'll be like, ah. But it's not until if someone goes like, oh my God. They see your face and they hear that. Yeah. And they feel like something wrong happens. So they'll be like, yeah, it hurts. Ow.
Okay, so
and they'll start
time,
crying. And I feel like that's like a form of placebo effect.
So every time my kid gets hurt, I should just laugh. And be like, you're good.
I don't think you should laugh. I think that's a different kind of hurt.
Your leg's bent in half.
I think that's a different hurt.
But placebo sleep can improve cognitive skills. Oh. If you tell people they slept better than they did, they're likely to perform better on math and word association tests. Wow. If you can't get real sleep, perhaps you can make up for it with placebo sleep, or such in a suggestion of a new study that found that people did better on cognitive tests after being told that they got a high proportion of REM sleep, even if they didn't.
Dude, do you want to start trying that?
Wow. Because I know I don't sleep well. Because I dream.
Oh, really?
No. I don't dream. No, I know I don't sleep well because I talk in my sleep.
You do?
Yeah.
Have you recorded it before?
No, but I've had people record me.
Really? What do you say?
Dude, I'm always doing something else. Like, I'm doing something bizarre in my dreams. And I used to live with Brian in a room. He told me one time, it was when I was really into PUBG. I lifted my hands like this and I was just… I was just doing this the whole night. I was like laying down.
Because you thought you were still playing the game.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my gosh. You know what? That's true. When I play a game for like a lot.
Yeah.
Like my mind, like when I'm drifting, it's just me like almost like strategizing like different scenarios of the game in my brain. I do that with Tetris.
How can you strategize Animal Crossing?
Oh my God. You totally can.
How do you strategize that? You just go to other neighbor's house and take their stuff.
No, that's…
It's like GTA but like animal version.
So I can tell you're bad at Animal Crossing.
I've never played.
Yeah, I can tell. Remember when you promised on the Discord that you would get Animal Crossing?
That.
And that you would be my neighbor and then you would let me come to your village so I can take your fruit.
I'm pretty sure I have a screenshot of that conversation.
I feel like we for sure agree.
I don't think you want me to let that screenshot out. That's not a good look for you.
No. I don't give a fuck. That screenshot looks good on you.
That's a good look for you.
Okay. Anyway, you're gonna get Animal Crossing, but now you're gonna talk about placebo.
I'm not getting Animal Crossing, but we were talking about REM sleep. Yeah, REM sleep.
Yeah.
So I sleep talk, and then even yesterday, like we were doing the… Because I just came from doing our like radio thing.
A neighbor?
Yeah. I don't think it's called a radio. It's like a voice… broadcast?
A show or something. With neighbor, yeah.
Like a podcast or something. And then we were doing it. This Hongjin was saying… Oh yeah, yesterday you were recording a guide or something in your sleep. And I was like, oh. So a guide is like when you go in to do like a rough of the vocal so that people can listen to it and be like, oh, I like the song or I'm not good with the song. He told me I was directing myself and singing it.
Oh my gosh, Jay.
That's strange.
That's how hard you work for Ige.
Ige. Pretty sure it wasn't for Ige though.
Oh, really? It was for Daisy.
Yeah, he said it was in Korean. And I also apparently speak really good Japanese.
What?
In my sleep, yeah. No, but like Brian… Because Brian's good at Japanese. And Dolan's good at Japanese. And Brian would have conversations with me in Japanese. In my sleep.
But when you're conscious, you don't know like any Japanese?
No.
What?
Like not as well. Like I'm not that good. I've taken lessons for like the longest time.
Really?
Yeah, but I haven't learned enough. Okay. Alrighty guys. Anyway, REM sleep. REM sleep. I don't get a lot of it. But REM sleep is really good for you. That's what we learned from this article.
There you go.
REM sleep is really good for you. But see, the thing about placebo sleep is you could just trick your mind into thinking that you got better sleep. And in actuality, your brain functions better. But I'm sure the tolls are still the same on your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the body and brain work, I feel like a little bit separately sometimes.
I feel like you'll start like hallucinating.
Yeah, but you'll feel fine.
Yeah, your brain's like, you don't want to dream? Okay, I'm going to make you see things right now.
Apparently, your hands go through your desk and then you know you got to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. The third one is, does it still work if you know it's a placebo? That's a really interesting topic. Yeah, it should.
What do you mean? Why should it? If you know that it's not, like, if you were given medicine, you knew it was fake medicine.
Yeah.
Wouldn't, like, isn't there the possibility that your brain would cancel it out because you'd be like, well, it's not medicine.
Watch, here's my thing though. If you can will yourself to believe something enough, even if you knew the hardcore truth, I feel like you could will your brain to feel it. Like, watch. You had this delicious steak meal the night before. You're on a 24-hour fast. You can literally taste the steak.
Mm-hmm.
You can slightly taste the steak. Uh-huh. But is the steak there? No. You're willing yourself to remember that taste and taste it again.
Hmm. Yeah.
Mind is powerful. And if you guys haven't seen The Matrix, Neo, he wills himself to dodge the bullets.
That's true.
And to bend time and space in The Matrix. True
so
story.
If he can do it.
You can do it.
You guys, please do not try to do it.
Please don't try to Superman fly at home.
Please do not ever try to use anything in The Matrix in real life. Can't believe we have to say it, but we have to say it.
I mean, you never know these days. All right. Third article. Is a placebo a sham if you know it's a fake and it still works? Wait. If you know it's a fake and it still works? Oh, because we're talking about the placebo, right? Because from this, I'm just thinking, oh, like, you thought it was a placebo, but it's actually medicine.
No.
What if they placeboed your placebo? They double negatived you.
For a positive.
Yeah. Like, you were taking medication. And then you didn't know in the beginning, but it turned out to be a placebo. And then you found your medication sheet and then you went to your doctor. And you're like, what is this?
Oh my God.
I don't want this. And he was like, okay, we're going to get you real medication. And then he got you real medication and then it started working. And then you ran out.
Uh-huh.
A couple prescriptions later.
Yeah.
And they put you on a placebo again. And you never knew.
I mean, that's a really roundabout existence.
Double placebo.
You've been placeboed.
The second power. Placebos can't cure diseases. But research suggests that they seem to bring some people relief from the subjective symptoms. Such as pain, nausea, anxiety, fatigue. But there's a reason your doctor isn't giving you a sugar pill and telling you it's a new wonder drug. The thinking has been that you need to actually believe that you're taking a real drug in order to see any benefit. And a doctor intentionally deceiving a patient is an ethical no-no. So that makes sense. So placebos have pretty much been tossed in the garbage pail of clinical practice. Whoa, I thought they told me they were using it. Okay.
It has been used.
Okay. Yeah, because that's what I thought. So in an attempt to make them more useful, people have been studying whether people might see a benefit from a placebo, even if they knew it was a placebo with no active ingredients. An earlier study found that so-called open-label or honest placebos improved symptoms among people with irritable bowel syndrome. And researchers found that people who received the placebo saw their scores for both usual and maximum pain levels drop by 30%, compared to 9%, 16% declines for the control group.
Huh.
So almost even more effective.
I guess so.
Well, for the sample size. I don't know how big it was, but…
Yeah, so if you had like a cold and I gave you like something and I said, this is literally just like honey water. This is not medicine. It's not supposed to make you feel better.
But positive attitude is going to make you feel better.
But just take it and have a smile on your face when you do it. And you did it. Do you think like you would be able to like mentally like have yourself have a positive outlook about it?
I agree. I think it would be… I mean, obviously the tests have proved positive. But yeah. Also a personal experience for me is… When I have a cold and I don't have the time to deal with it… My body will just take it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, not today.
Yeah, I just have a runny nose. But like the headaches and all that go away.
I think I'm the same way. I only ever get sick for a day.
Yeah. And we're only sick when we have nothing to do that day.
Well, no. I had something to do that day. I just kind of… I like told myself like… Oh, I'm only sick for today though.
And then you just will yourself to get better?
Well, no. Because every time I've been sick… I'm only literally sick for a day.
How does that work?
I just wake up the next morning fine.
Whoa!
But when I get sick for that day… I'm really sick. I'm like congested. I have a full body fever. Whoa. I'm like shaky.
Maybe
I like always want to lay down. Yeah. But I think that's just my body. Because like, when you have a fever, that's your body killing the virus.
Yeah.
So I think my body just goes into like hyperdrive with it.
It's like beats the crap out of my lungs.
Like it'll just make me feel as worse as I possibly can while it's fighting it. So that the next day I'm just like, oh, okay. Whew. That was bad.
You're so lucky. My colds go for weeks. Yeah. Like a week.
A week?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had a cold that long.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Like a day, maybe day and a half max.
Is your immune system like amazing?
Probably.
I'm jealous.
Mind you, my parents did not helicopter me even a little. I was like touching like dirt as a kid and just like dropping things and like eating it. And, like,
I might just send my kids out like into like a sandbox when they're younger a lot.
You have to. That's like a real thing that like young parents learn. They read about like you have to let your kids be exposed to germs.
Yeah.
So that they build an immunity to it.
My parents never let me be exposed to germs.
Maybe that's why you're more sensitive.
Yeah, maybe that's something.
Because it's like a shock to your system because you weren't allowed it regularly or in like small doses.
Yeah. Dude, I'm gonna let my kids sleep outside.
You're gonna make them sleep outside?
And sleep in the backyard.
Yeah, just be like, you're camping. You're just like rubbing dirt on their face.
For the first 19 years of your life. So the conclusion of our question, which was, is the placebo effect in fact effective? Was yes. Yeah. It's effective. And it could even be effective, even though you know that it's a placebo.
Are you a naturally like dubious person where you like doubt things? Like, are you naturally like suspicious of things? Like, you don't really…
I had no idea what dubious was just now.
Dubious is just a fancy way of saying doubt. Doubting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm super doubtful.
Yeah.
Trust nobody.
But, oh my God. Person with the biggest chip on their shoulder I've ever met.
Trust nobody. Everyone is an enemy.
There you go.
Exactly. No, but I mean, in all seriousness, you learn growing up. I think I've learned in my like younger experiences the cold hard truth. You can't trust anybody.
There you go.
You get crossed enough times, you learn to never accept yourself into a position where you could be crossed.
Or is it fool me once?
Oh yeah, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice. Still shame on you, but shame on me.
We both in the wrong. Yeah. We boo boo the fools.
Boob. I can't believe you just said that.
What?
Boo boo the fool.
Boo boo the fool.
Anyway, I guess that solves our question for today. Thank you for tuning in. You guys might have a massive headache, but to alleviate the headache, here is another classic. Ige, Rose.
The perfect placebo. Times when they hit you, face down in the ground with the wet sword. Flat seas, but the truth never grow fur. Shout into the earth, what you want me? When they got you thinking maybe it could be me that's crazy. All the tears bled up, wanna climb up, dry up into nothing.
Now that we have answered our questions for today, it is now time to reciprocate the love and answer yours. So the first question is, Jay, what is your favorite time of the day and why? I've become a morning person. I really like the morning.
I like the morning too. I just wish I was awake enough to see it more.
Same.
Walking outside in the morning is nice.
So refreshing.
Oh.
So refreshing.
It's like a breath of fresh air. It's like the world brushed their teeth.
That, I agree with that.
Right?
That's good. That's good. It's very good.
You can use it.
All right. Question two. What's Jay's favorite movie genre? I like… what do you like? I kind of like drama.
You seem like you would really… You like documentaries.
I like documentaries. Documentaries are fun.
Yeah. Documentaries… I will always be in the mood for a documentary. Movie genre… I like coming of age. I like that kind of…
Oh, like Trials and Tribulation.
What? Is that a movie?
No.
I like a coming of age. I like stuff that's about like people. Like I don't need like crazy stakes or crazy scenarios to feel like invested in a storyline. Like I like it when it's just kind of generally just about like a real person that could exist in the world. So I like those more.
I don't know if I like when they're like real films. They could be sci-fi. It's just I don't want it to be like too crazy. Like Star Wars is cool.
Yeah.
Avengers is cool. But I don't pay money to go watch those movies. You know what I mean?
I have tried to watch Avengers like 3 times. I fall asleep within the first 15 minutes every single time.
I think that's a non-PC statement.
Can't say that. I said it on Tobbles and I'll say it here.
I actually really like the concept of superheroes.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like action-packed movies like that, they just hold no substance for me.
Yeah.
So I can't watch it because I learn nothing from it. I'm just there mindlessly looking at the screen being like, oh, that's a cool effect for 2 hours straight.
I think you need to know like about all their background stuff to feel invested, which I of course don't. Like I have friends who actually like read the comic book, so that's why they're so invested. Whereas like I'm coming in just like this is you what you tell me is what I know now.
Yeah.
So therefore I don't really give
yeah.
I don't really care at all.
It's like what's going
I
on?
I just don't care. I don't like what
why is there a hero called Ant-Man? Why is his superpower turning small?
Yeah. I just… The stakes mean nothing to me.
Yeah.
Like I cared more about Ant-Man's like wife potentially being mad at him for being gone so much. I'm like that tension. I'm like oh my god. Like she doesn't know like what important things you're doing.
But,
like,
it's drama.
She's not wrong for being upset with you because you're not communicating with her. Like that's the drama that like keeps me grounded. But like not like the idea of this like spaceship coming over the earth.
Yeah.
Like we're going to annihilate everyone. I'm like who's everyone? I don't care.
It's never going to happen. But could your wife potentially be mad at you for being out too much? Yes,
it's happening right now.
Yeah.
She's mad right now. She just asked you if you did something, but you're busy listening to this podcast. Please answer her. Please,
it's a true story. It's a true story. It could really happen.
Yeah.
I used to like try to start collecting comic books. I really like memorabilia. It's weird. I've always liked memorabilia, like not figures, but like cards.
Yeah.
Like when Yu-Gi-Oh cards were a thing.
Like Pokemon cards.
Pokemon cards. Like I went crazy but my mom would never let me have them. She thought it was the biggest waste of money which she was correct. But just for some reason it still stuck with me.
Yeah.
Like I still have a craving for those things.
Did you used to like trade Pokemon cards at school with your friends?
I didn't have enough cards. Oh. My first time I thought I was getting Pokemon cards. I was like mom I want those. She was like okay. You know all your friends have them. Let's go get it. We went to Fancy Box. I just picked out like in the front of the counter. There was like a little plastic baggie of them. And I took them to school. And I showed them to my friends. I was like, I'm swagged out. I got Pokemon cards.
Oh my God.
And they were like, bro. They started laughing at me. And I was like, what? They're like, these are fake. They stickered it off. And I was like…
Jay.
It was a sticker.
No. No wonder you're the way you are. No.
Wait, what? But yeah. I mean like, dude. I've always had… I don't know. It's just… TCGs like trading card games for me. I don't know what it is. I just can't get over it. Like Dungeons and Dragons, that's like my dream scenario.
Oh, this is a plug. No, I'm just kidding. I won't plug it. But my friend and her fiance, they just designed a card game because she's a producer now at Wizards or whatever where they made
Coast.
They made Magic: The Gathering.
What card game? Let me get a starter deck.
Huh?
Let me get a starter.
She made a game called Gladius and then I played it, like the prototype, I played it at their place in Brooklyn like 3 years ago.
Is it fun?
Huh? It was fun. I lost. I'm really bad at it. It's like betting. It's like about like gladiators and like you bet on which gladiator will win a match. I love Victoria and Alex.
Look, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna look into this.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm gonna pledge. And I will plug you into whatever I can. But I'm going to need every single card. I don't want to be going through no booster packs.
Yeah.
That's my thing, okay?
There you go.
That's my thing, okay. All right, anyway. I don't know how it's straight all the way over there.
How did we get here?
Wow.
How did we get here?
Can we save that?
Where they go like, how did we do that? The SpongeBob thing?
What?
Did you never watch SpongeBob as a kid?
I did, but what's that?
Remember it's the episode where it's like… I forgot what the concept of the episode was, but I think it was about ghosts. And then it was like, SpongeBob went like this. And he was like, this. He's like, can you do this?
What is and then this? This?
It's like the two… For people who are just listening, it's when SpongeBob puts like two… Like the rings.
Okay.
Like rings his point finger and his thumb together. And then puts it behind his head. And then unclasps it so that it's two circles. And then Patrick goes, how did he do
that? Okay, who are editors?
Kelly.
Just cut that out. No, I was kidding. Kelly, can you sound clip?
Can you insert that clip?
Yeah, can you… Yeah, insert the clip. But then can you also save Diane's how did we get here? Reserve future reference, please. Like, I'm legit serious. We're going to use this.
How did we get here?
Alrighty. That wraps up the question for today. For any of you… that have other questions that you want explored together, please send them to me with the hashtag HDIGH. And you can send them to us through our Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios, as well as our youtube.com/Dive Studios. Also, if you have a personalized question for me, please send it to me personally on my Twitter at JAE_DAY6. And don't forget to subscribe and review to this podcast, as well as turn on notifications. Bling! Bye!
How did I get here? With Jay.